Okay, well, do you remember the intro now? Because I feel like you...
Well, I invented the intro, so I should be able to wing it and figure it out, right?
Can you remember it after 2 years?
It's kind of like in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure when they come across themselves and they're like, whoa, I can't remember what we said to ourselves when we first met them. What did we say? And then I think it's like Bill turns to Ted and goes like, let's go find out. Because whatever they say is what they said to them.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Okay, let's do this. Windermere Nights. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Windermere Nights. It's just me, Evan, and my beautiful, amazing, talented fiance, Mel. Introduce yourselves, you know, to the folks, Mel.
Oh God. You know, I thought that when we rebooted this, the sucking up part was gonna go away.
No, it just gets more polished. That's how it goes.
More polished?
Oh, yeah. Like, right? You know, eventually I'm going to be like Don Juan DeMarco over here. It's going to be great.
If you guys could see the look on my face.
I should put some Spanish guitar in the background.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would be so... I'd be like, hello, welcome to another episode of Windermere Nights. I am just a mere peasant named Evan.
Oh, my God.
But here is my amazing, delicious, talented, illustrious, godlike.
Oh my God.
Fiance. She has accepted me. She is my fiance. I am just a boy to her. She is my queen.
Oh my God.
This is my amazing fiance.
I don't know if we're going to continue Malou. This acceptance if this continues.
Yeah.
I live with this.
Oh, yeah.
I literally live with this.
It's fine. It's fine. But one day...
You know what?
We're working towards that. So.
When we started this podcast, I've been listening and looking back on podcasts that we created before we took our hiatus. And I think to myself, like, oh my goodness, we liked each other so much back then.
Yeah, compared to now, we're just like... On the podcast, we're just like, so, did you do anything today?
No. That's what happens when you become parents.
Yeah, because you're just like, oh, everything that happens, I was like, oh, guess what? I was gonna, oh, never mind. You were there. You were there for all of that. It's like, I can never, see, that's the thing that's exciting about being in a relationship and like living alone and being like your own person is when you come together every day, you can go like, oh, I did this and I met this challenge and like I had this adventure and stuff like that. But when you're in a relationship, it's just like you as a team. So it's just like, so remember when we did this and remember when we did that and... Sometimes you want to surprise your spouse with a story, and sometimes it's hard. Okay. Oh my God.
Well, like we said, we have not been doing this for like a couple of years. So, why don't we like talk a little bit about why we took our hiatus?
Well, we took our hiatus because we're just busy. You know, it is so hard to have the time to produce like a podcast even when you've got so many things going on. And, you know, the kids really took a front seat in our life for so long.
After we had Brady.
You know, Brady. And then like...
So we have two.
Yeah, we have two kids.
Now, when we started this... There was only one child.
And then we had another kid.
And then we had another kid. And then our life just got way too busy.
Yeah. So. It was just like, you know, how... Just so busy. Like, it was just too busy. Like, how are we not busy right now? Like, I don't understand. How do we even have time
because for this? Because it is 10:52 now.
Oh, that's true. I'm looking at my watch and I'm like, I should be in bed.
Oh, absolutely.
But we're just like, no, let's pretend like we're kids.
We're still like, cool.
We're in our 20s and stay up past 11. We're going to do it. In 5 minutes, we're going to be up past 11.
Wow. It's gonna be- so we decided we were going to do things a little differently this time around. So some of the kind of like newer stuff we're going to be doing is we're going to have guests. We've talked to some of our friends. And they're all super excited to like possibly be on here. Although this is still, it'd be kind of weird. Like I'm still like trying to get my mind around it sometimes that we do this.
My mind's around it.
Yeah. Well, while this is our first episode back, it's actually our 10th episode of this show. So that's cool.
Yeah. Hopefully there's 10 more to come. At least.
At least. Yeah, exactly.
You take it one day at a time, one podcast at a time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really excited that we kind of started to do this. I mean, it wasn't even in the forefront of my mind until one of my bosses said to me, you know, when are you going to do another episode? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I have no life after I come home either. I work, and then my entire evening is just kids between dance lessons and choir and now religion classes. Like, oh my God.
And, like, it takes, like, you know, between the kids and practicing my karate, like, I just don't ever have any time to do anything.
Practice. What?
Well, like, you know, I've got a little YouTube thing that I'm taking this master class on karate. And I'm getting pretty good. I wouldn't say I'm a belt yet, but I'm about to go and maybe see if I can challenge a master in a couple of weeks.
Oh my God. You're about to go to see if you can have your ass kicked.
Well, no, like, you know, in college, how you can challenge, like, courses and stuff. I'm going to challenge pink belt.
Oh my God.
See if I could get one. Just be like, I watched YouTube. Let's see if we could do this. Let's spar.
Oh my God. Did you get your doctorate on Facebook too?
No, but that's an idea. Think about.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
You're like, oh, I'm so good at all this stuff and I'm going to be great at it and I don't have to really do much about it, right? Like, it's hilarious. But that's literally what Ken did in the Barbie movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, I identify with him in certain ways. Well, that's the thing is you can identify with any Ken because there's so many of them.
Oh, my God.
And there was one Alan. That was great, too. Oh, my God.
You loved that movie.
Oh, it was such a great movie.
You're literally trying to get us to watch that movie again.
I think I'll understand it better if I give it a second.
So you need to understand the movie better?
Yeah, like there's some parts that, you know, I might not have understood well enough and I just want to give it another go because it's worth it. It was, you know, it was enough.
It was enough. Oh my God. See, Evan loved it.
Oh, yeah. And, it was great. And, I thought I was going to hate that movie.
But me, I'm like, do I love it?
Oh, man.
I feel like I have to watch it more than once to try and love this movie.
Such a great movie.
You love Ken.
Best movie of the year.
It's probably going to win that, too.
Like, I like it more than some Star Wars movies.
Oh, my God. No, not the Star Wars.
Definitely the last three Star Wars movies, for sure.
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know? Because you're not a Star Wars fan like me.
Star Wars. I thought... Oh, my God.
I was talking about Star Wars.
I was having a blonde moment. I thought you were talking about Star Trek. And no. I'm like, oh, wasn't the last Star Trek didn't have that Chris Pine guy?
Isn't it funny how, like...
And I was like, cool. Oh, God. Like, he's talking about Star Trek again.
It's so funny that, like, you're a real nerd if you're into Star Trek, but Star Wars is cool, right?
Star Wars is cool.
Like, you could take your girlfriend to Star Wars, but you can only take your little brother to Star Trek. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. It's like, come on, Davey, don't tell Shelley about this. You know?
Oh, my God.
It's our secret, right? I'll buy you popcorn.
Okay, so then why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Why does everybody hate the Trekkies?
The Star Trek just gets a bad rap, Star Wars is just, I think it's the toys. Star Wars is just was cooler.
Star Wars has cool toys, like lightsabers. Cool toys. I'm the sorry. Only thing is,
now the Star Wars sucks. Nobody wants to buy the toys. So it's kind of like
toys are getting a bad rap. Ahsoka's been amazing.
Ahsoka's been good.
Ahsoka's been great.
But like Obi-Wan wasn't very good.
What? I liked Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan wasn't that good.
What? Oh my god.
It could have been better.
I don't support that.
Andor was good.
I didn't watch Andor.
No, you did. I watched it with you. Remember, he was building parts of the Death Star? Oh,
yes. That was
spoiler good. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Oh, you got to say that before. Oh, ouch.
I might have to, like, muddle my voice out there.
No.
Yeah, he was up.
Hey, we still have that moo sound from our first episode, remember?
Oh, we're going to end up putting a moo sound where my voice is. That's lovely.
Oh, that yeah. It was to stop you from swearing.
Great.
That's hilarious.
You want to hear some gossip? So.
Oh, wait. Is this spoiler gossip? You can't do spoiler gossip. I don't think it's
spoiler gossip, but it might be. This is like the sometimes I watch TMZ and it's just like two lawyers that work for TMZ talking about some like drama. And this is like the closest I can think of like us ever doing a podcast like that, because I've got some drama. And because you are an expert in a field that's relevant, I thought maybe you'd have something to talk about. Is this about divorce? Yes, it is. So we all have heard about Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, our parting ways. Well,
I liked them together.
I know, me too. I thought they were great.
You know what? Do you remember, and like just a short side trip, do you remember when Melissa McCarthy was playing Suki in Gilmore Girls? And when Suki was pregnant, she couldn't look at tabloids about celebrities because she just got way too invested.
No. But that is awesome.
And she'd be like, why are Brad and Jen breaking up? And she'd just be in tears.
Oh my god, yeah. That was tough. Like when Brad went with Angelina, because it's like, wow, you're just cheating on
I thought it was not Brad and Jen, Ben and Jen.
Oh, Ben.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Yeah.
Well, she'd be happy now because they're getting married.
They are married.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's messed up. Batfleck.
It was really funny too, because I think Lorelai was like, don't worry, honey, they've gotten back together.
That's so funny.
Anyways, I completely forgot what we were talking about.
So Joe Jonas
Sophie. And Sophie Turner. Okay, divorced, right?
Yeah, so okay. Joe Jonas is touring in UK right now, or Europe or whatever. And ooh, apparently he's refused to send the kids back to the States to Sophie Turner. No. And he's like withholding.
How many kids do they have?
I think they got two. Hmm. So he's withholding his kids.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he sucks at guitar. He's terrible.
But he's not moving to Europe.
Well, I bet you there's going to be something going down if he's like not putting them on a plane. But it should be interesting how it develops from here on in.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
she's already been filmed doing scenes where she's making out with her co-star. She's doing a movie right now.
So she's sleeping with a co-star? She's cheating on him?
No, she's not cheating on him, but like,
well, I guess they're broken up now.
Who knows
what this is? Gossip. What the deal.
Yeah, it's...
This is like the lowest form of communication you can...
Oh, but this is great. This is like people get the... You know, like, you always... There's always some kind of like sect of podcaster, whether it be the legal podcaster or just the celebrity podcaster, that seems to stick out when something happens.
We forgot to close that door.
Plus the cat is like...
All right, so what were you saying when you... The legal...
Oh, I was just saying, like, it seems like there's a whole bunch of different types of podcasters, and every time something happens, like some kind of celebrity thing happens, mm-hmm, it seems to highlight a certain specific type of podcaster. It should be interesting to see how that progresses.
Yeah. Well,
definitely.
You know me, I'm like, I like to personally maybe internally reflect upon the things that I hear. But you also have to remember that the things you hear and the things you read, right, are not always true. And there are people and celebrities, you know, that are trying to navigate through a really difficult time in their life.
Yeah.
And like, to constantly be hearing about he or she did that and it's like not true, right? Like, people don't care. Remember Harry's book, Spare?
Yeah.
Right? And he'd be like, we would read stuff on magazines and we'd be like, what? And I realize not all celebrities have like the kind of, I don't know, resources to put out false stories the way Harry describes in his book.
I thought,
but the kind of gist of it is that, and if we should learn anything from that book, is that you should not believe what's on in front of your face at the grocery store.
That's true. But it is funny that they did point out like his drug use, and then he was just the way it was like, you know, I was doing okay, except for the fact that I was doing all that cocaine. You know what I mean?
That's not...
I just needed some privacy. Some privacy. No, privacy.
Oh, he did not say it like that.
In this bathroom stall. Can I have some privacy?
You loved that book.
I need some privacy.
Evan...
It's so funny, though, because, like, he was like...
You loved that book.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun listen because he was, you know...
I think he's amazing. Totally
he's not a bad guy. He's totally a good
phenomenal.
Guy.
I think he's phenomenal.
But it's funny to hear this guy, like, be the total protagonist in this book when you're like, man, this guy's done blow. It's like, he's not an angel. You know, he's lived his life.
No, but that's what makes him so relatable.
Well, I can't personally relate to this guy because I haven't partied like that, but...
Well, no, you know. I mean, I haven't either, but that's not the point. The point is, like, you know, he's doing things you hear about other people. Like, oh my goodness. Regardless, you know, I respect where he's been in life and where he is in life and even where he's going in life.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's got, like, the cutest family, you know?
He does have a sweet little fam.
Like, his family's, like, probably the cutest family in the world, I think.
And his wife was on Suits.
I know. I love that show.
Can you believe that the backdrop...
Don't ruin it for the rest of people.
I know.
Don't ruin it. You will ruin it. Like, you ruined it for me.
I'm not gonna ruin it.
So, you know what? Remember how I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, we were like listening to the old podcast and I'm just like, okay, well, we liked each other more back then, right?
Yeah.
But like, this is what happens after 5 years in a relationship, is that you have now spoiled that for me.
What? Oh, the backdrop thing?
Yeah. And like, now I'm like, no.
Oh, God. It's like I told her that there's no Santa or something.
It really was. It was devastating. And, you know, you don't have things like that when you start a relationship.
So
you really don't.
Well, we gotta be... We can't tell the listeners what we're talking about the backdrop thing, but we can give them a hint so they can Google
it. Yes, you can Google it. Google it if you want your lives ruined. Like, legit. That's if you want to go to bed and you want to be like, well, I feel like crap. No, do not ruin it for people.
I'm not trying to ruin it. I'm just trying to tell them to Google that.
Okay, fine. You can tell them that, but that's it.
Anyway, you've been warned, I guess.
Yeah, very much so.
All right. So what else was on the docket for
tonight? Oh, there wasn't a docket.
But you know what I mean.
The schedule. That's exactly how I was trying to say it.
Yeah, the schedule.
How do you do it?
The schedule.
I can't.
That's how you say it.
No, laughing.
So what's on the schedule?
Do you know when Jim Carrey is like in that movie, God Almighty? And that's the way the cookie crumbles. Like, when you say it like that, the schedule.
The schedule.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't turn off the device?
No, I didn't.
You broke our podcasting rule of no devices?
You know what? I guess that's actually a fucking thing for podcasters. If you were ever to go on a podcast and you checked your phone, podcasters get so pissed. I've watched podcasts on TV or on YouTube or whatever where podcasters get super pissed if someone checks their phone in the middle of the podcast.
Why?
I don't know. Unless they're like getting interviewed, like they're like some kind of rapper or something, or a rock star, and they're getting interviewed and they check their phone. That's cool. But if you're just like some equal on a podcast and you just like check your phone and you're like checking your texts, holy shit. You're going to get in trouble for that. Someone's going to make fun of you.
So, wait. So when we have our guest speakers on the podcast, is that going to be a rule?
We should have like a general etiquette for our podcast, because like we're pretty laid back
clearly
about it.
Clearly, we've thought about this
tons. You and I don't give a shit. Like you're checking your phone, and if I tell you to put it away, you're going to tell me to like go F myself. Or something. I'm like, you know what, guys, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back after we're done fighting for 2 hours.
Hey, Evan, what's the button to mute this thing? Because I have to talk to you real quick.
I have to talk.
Can we do that?
The most famous words for couples.
Yeah.
We should talk.
We should have a talk. That's, yeah, like
Evan.
Dave Chappelle Evan. Said, yeah. Dave Chappelle used to say, I don't want to have a talk because it's always going to be talking about some shit that I did. It's like, I understand that.
Well, he sounds like a very smart man.
Whenever you see like text like we should talk, I'm just like, oh, fuck. Great.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not bad.
Are you kidding me? When is it not bad?
We should talk about the trip I booked on our credit card.
If it's, you know what? I never come to you and go like, oh, I can't wait to tell Mel about this. I should book an appointment. I should schedule a meeting.
Schedule. Like,
can we talk?
My schedule won't allow it.
Hey, I gotta tell you that I won the lottery today with that lottery ticket that we bought last week. We should have a talk about that. Let me know when you're free. I have something to tell you. Like, no, you're gonna be like, guess what? We won! You're not gonna be like, let me know when you're free so we can talk about something.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Yeah, if I won... No, wait. If I won the lottery, though, I'd be like, we should talk about something. Like, I like 100% would say that, like, as a conversation.
Think about the opposite. Your girlfriend who's not liking you anymore comes in and just be like, hey, just to let you know, we should leave. I want to break up with you and we should split our stuff up next week. Hey, is there any cheese in the fridge? Like, you'd be like, what? No, you have to break it to them easy. That's why you schedule the bad stuff. And you just tell them the good stuff. You're just like, hey, by the way, you tell them the good news and you ask them when they're ready for the bad news.
If I ever win the lottery, I'm going to make you think
that I'm getting dumped.
I'm leaving you.
But like, the thing is, you might be checking the amount that you're winning and be like, you know what? This could go either way for me. Maybe I'll, you're like, 55 million.
You know what I wouldn't do?
What?
I would not deposit it into our joint account.
No?
No. Mm-mm.
Why is that? Because then it's half mine? That's why, everybody. That's exactly why. The look she gave me was this. Yeah, you got it right. Oh, yeah. Maybe. She's trying to backtrack now. No, that's exactly why. You know when in Batman, the old 60s Batman, when the villain used to tell them exactly what he was up to and be like, and I'm going to leave you here with this acid slowly leaking on your forehead. Bye. And they just get away. That's exactly what she did right there.
Oh, my goodness.
She told me her evil villain plan. She's like, and it'll be all in my account. And that's what I'll tell the lawyers. What Was it in your account? Yes, Your Honor. Fly away.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know where to begin. I have like so much that I want to say.
Begin at, I love you and here's half the money.
We don't have that money.
Well, I'm
saying... This is all hypothetical.
Yeah. Well, this is programming for later.
So, that makes your theory of me, you know, taking all the money for myself. First of all...
You're the one that's talking about you're not going to put it in the joint account.
First of all, you know I'm too lazy to go my own account to get that money. Also, I'm not that greedy. I'd be like, okay, look, here, you have half, I have half, and we'll both start new lives.
But...
And... to me, it'd be like giving you money to go away.
I don't think either of us are so greedy that we'd try to do that to someone we love, but...
Well, you never, if we're breaking up, clearly we don't love each other very much anymore.
That's fair.
You know, so... But, and you're vindictive.
Hey, I don't know how vindictive I am.
Ooh, I don't know. You can be harsh sometimes.
Are you talking about those bicyclists that I... Never mind.
What, that you constantly want a door? Bicyclists?
No.
Oh my god, it's awful. Anybody, it's not even just cyclists. Just
You know what?
I know, you hate cyclists on the road.
It's called a sidewalk, buddy.
It's illegal for them to be on the sidewalk.
Why? Why is it illegal? You know what? Why is it that see the guys on the motorized...
Rant time.
Why is it you see the guys on the motorized scooters on the sidewalk, but you see the bicyclists on the road? Wouldn't it be the other way around? The motorized scooters have a motor in them. They should be on the road with the other motor vehicles. This guy, using his legs to power this contraption, put him on the goddamn sidewalk. Don't put this guy with a freaking brake.
The scooters aren't supposed to be on the sidewalk either.
Well, still, like...
But no, I'm just saying, because people do it on the sidewalk doesn't mean that they're supposed to be doing it on the sidewalk.
You talk to the guys that are renting those scooters, and you're like, why don't you drive this on the road? And they're like, are you kidding me? That's effing dangerous. Like, I'm not stupid. But these bicyclists, like, no, I've got these shorts, and I bought this this nice top, and I bought the computer for my bike, and I got the little blinker, and look at my helmet. This helmet cost me $250, okay? And all of this crap matches. So you're going to see my painted ass on the road in front of you going half your speed. That's the way it is. There's sidewalks. What's wrong with sidewalks?
Well, because people are trying to walk there. You're going to run them over?
People are on the road with motor vehicles. And you're on a bicycle.
I love this rant.
It's just, I know that this is the most timeless rant. And this rant has probably been translated to multiple languages. It's probably every language that the Bible has been translated to, this rant has been translated to. Just like,
I wonder how many times the Bible's been translated.
Oh, probably hundreds.
Google has an answer for that.
Yeah.
I want to know.
You're going to look it up.
I am going to look it up. 100% I'm going to look it up. Because now it's in my head, and I'm like, I need to know this.
I was ranting about bicyclists. Now we're getting biblical.
How many times, come on, Google, how many times has the Bible been translated? Okay. As of September 2022, all of the Bible has been translated into 724 languages. The New Testament has been translated into an additional 1,617 languages, and smaller portions of the Bible have been translated into 1,248 other languages, according to Wycliffe Global Alliance.
And I bet you every one of those languages was like, why the hell can't you put your bicycle on the damn sidewalk like a normal person?
Hey, speaking of the Bible, guess what I saw? On audiobooks today.
What?
Ahsoka.
Really?
Yeah.
Ahsoka the audiobook?
Apparently.
There's an audiobook about Ahsoka?
Apparently. Isabel was looking at other audiobooks too.
Interesting.
I already used the credit this month though.
Yeah.
Yeah, for my next Outlander book.
That's cool. I'm still listening to the Bob Lazar audiobook, which I like. It's fun.
How's Bob treating you?
He's treating me nice. He's very gentle.
Gentle in his explanations that aliens exist.
He's just very soft and he's just very nice.
Is he the one narrating the book?
No.
Who's narrating it? Is he any good?
He's good.
What's the name of it?
It's like Dreamland by Bob Lazar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good book. I like it. It's pretty much like the Joe Rogan podcast with Bob Lazar on it, but in book form and like expanded. I haven't gotten to the part where his wife is cheating on him yet, so.
Bob Lazar's wife cheated on him?
Yeah, Bob Lazar's wife cheated on him because
Ouch.
Bob Lazar was gone all the time and his wife thought that Bob was cheating. So she started cheating.
Right, because he would not have been able to be like, hey, honey, I'm working at... He worked at Area 51, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that,
yeah. Area 51 wasn't supposed to exist.
Yeah. That would... Oh, man, what a crappy deal. Like, you know...
Like, you work on the coolest conspiracy theory in the world, and you can't talk about it.
Can't tell your wife, and she ends up cheating on you because she thinks you're cheating on her.
I wonder if you'd sue your job over that.
I don't think you could. Well, you can't sue us because your wife wasn't faithful.
I don't know. I would make the argument that due to the nature of my perhaps though in the employment contract you agree
that your employment's classified.
Your life falling apart because you can never talk about your work.
Exactly. They're like burning.
Yeah, that would be airtight. They're
burning chemicals over there that are killing people with cancer and shit.
Man, I feel bad for the guy. Hey, where are you going?
I'm gonna go crack this coke.
I guess we're cutting that out.
I didn't want to crack it right in front of the mics because it'd be like, yo, I was driving in my car and then all the thanks, buddy.
Thanks, asshole.
Dipshit.
Since you're, like, listening... how far into Dreamland are you?
I'm pretty far.
When do you need our next credit? Because I told Isabel she could have it.
It's fine. Probably... I'll be, like, a month or two.
Because Isabel wants to start Wheel of Time.
Yeah, that's fine. It's going to be a while before I finish that.
Oh, I love audiobooks.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple. Like, The Martian, the audiobook for The Martian.
You listen to The Martian?
Yeah, because it was a really good best-selling book before it became a movie.
Oh, this was before you met me. Mm-hmm. I forgot you read before you met me. Which is interesting that you read less.
Because
I'm such a bookworm.
I wasn't well-read, but I did read a couple of books here and there.
That's fair. So, since you're listening to Dreamland, how do you feel about aliens existing?
I think they exist.
Oh my god. Okay, how do you feel about the fact that they've been confirmed that they exist?
I think that...
You're like the big alien guy.
It's just trippy that some guy, they have some whistleblower that everybody's claiming is up there. And he's like, aliens are real. And everybody looks around for someone to say something. And everybody's like, no, just, yeah, let them say it this time. And everybody's like, okay, so aliens are real?
Yeah, and but nobody was really shocked.
Well, yeah.
Like, really? Like, nobody was shocked. We all knew aliens existed, right?
The media was letting us get hammered with this for years. Like, aliens are saturating media.
I just want to know.
It's like the History Channel now with ancient aliens. It's so weird.
I just hope that, like, they're friendly. That's all I want. I just want some friendly aliens.
They're not. If they weren't friendly, we would be gone. Like, they would have figured it out.
They probably would have exterminated
us. If COVID can wipe us out or put it, like, knock us down, what do you think some aliens are going to do? They're going to figure it out. Yeah, they wouldn't have had any trouble dealing with us if they wanted.
Which is really freaking, right? Like, I honestly... Well, you know my theory that they've been here forever.
They probably have.
You know, and that we were talking about the woman. Oh, why do I always forget their names? Like, legit, you just told me these names, like, yesterday. I completely forgot.
Betty and Barney Hill?
Yes. Yes, them. So,
oh, before you go into detail about Betty and Barney Hill, you should say who Betty and Barney Hill were. Do you know who they are?
Okay, who they had an alien encounter, right?
They're the first couple that ever had an alien encounter that was like alien abduction. They're like back in the I think must have been like the 40s or the 50s or something like that.
I don't remember, but they were taken on like a desert road. And like, that's another interesting thing. Anytime you ever hear about alien encounters or aliens crashing, they're always in the desert. You think it's just because it's like so remote?
Well, like, I know you know that I think it's just like, it has something to do with the fact that there was a lot of nuclear testing.
Oh, right. Right, your nuclear testing thing.
The aliens love to check out stuff that's nuclear related. Like if someone is testing a bomb,
maybe that's what they're using for like their spaceships is nuclear stuff.
Maybe.
You know, maybe they've found a way to make it work.
I think they're just worried that we're gonna like kill each other personally.
Well, we do kill each other, but anyways, I just think though that because of this Betty Hill lady. She always has maintained that after, like, when she was abducted, they told her where they came from. And that, I think, they also said that Earth was on a trade route. And the thing is like, if you had this massive fear that aliens were going to screw up this world in some way, wouldn't you expect the one president to tell us that would be the Donald?
Well, I think this is what my theory is that he was pretty much threatened. Somebody said, we're going to kill everybody in your family if you do this. We'll figure really? Out a way. I think that's how it went down. And because like, remember that video I showed you that one time where they showed a before and after of before he got elected
compared to
after he got elected?
I know.
And he got asked the same question. And before, he was just like, you know what? If I knew anything, I would totally say something, you know, but I just don't know anything. And I don't really believe in that type of stuff. But a year or two later, he gets asked the same question. And he was just very smug about it. He's kind of like looking off to the side to somebody that's off camera. And he's kind of got this little smirk. And he's like, he gives the impression that it's like, if only they knew what I knew. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just don't think that like, sure that they probably could be dangerous. But I don't think that their intention is to come here to start. And this sounds so stupid because I feel like this shouldn't be a thing, but I'm going to say it, an intergalactic war.
Yeah. Well,
I can't wrap my head around that.
Let me just say one more thing about the Donald thing. Donald right now is getting indicted for holding on to a bunch of legal documents that he was never supposed to keep. And he was actually recorded. There's audio of him saying things like, you know, when I was the president, I could have disclosed this, but I can't do it now because I'm not the president anymore. But I did have the ability to like let people know about what this was. Can you believe it? How crazy it was? But I'll show it to you guys. Nobody ever said, what exactly was he showing? But, you know, I'm just going to say it. If it was anything related to aliens, it would have been one of those moments where like, oh, it was so obvious. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Think about it. That would be the one thing that he'd be like, you know what? I think I'm going to hold on to these documents because it's some good stuff. Some good reading.
Oh, boy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, if I was a president, that's the one thing that I would probably risk getting indicted over.
Telling people about aliens? Really?
Absolutely. If you were a former president and you still wanted to prove, if you could, to the world that aliens existed, and you had to have proof,
I don't know.
Some stuff like that would be worth holding on to. I'm just gonna speculate on that because nobody is talking about that, but that's definitely a thing.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if that gets trending on social media now. But Speaking of social media, we've updated ours.
That's true.
And the first thing we should probably acknowledge is the fact that in 2 days, posting videos one after another or whatever, right? We've had over 1,000 views. So, like, that's amazing.
It's been incredible.
2 days. And, like, all within, like, 2 hours of posting. So, like, that's amazing. And, you know, that was on TikTok. We've got our comeback video and, you know, our testing our equipment video from last night, you know. So, and as time goes on, we're definitely going to be posting more. We're going to be doing live shows.
We've got a lot of extra stuff, like extra material. Because we're always talking. We talk and we just talk some more and we like to talk.
Yeah, but like I'm kind of excited. Like, we also have our YouTube channel.
That's true.
At Windermere Nights. It's actually at Windermere Nights 626. That's our YouTube channel, so you can check us out there. Some of the videos are kind of cross-posted, so if you don't want to follow one,
we
follow what you want.
We're probably going to do some kind of live streaming stuff because we're kind of like half set up for that.
We're just not quite there yet.
Yeah, we're barely.
And we need a little polish from.
Baby steps.
Not podcasting for 2 years.
Yeah, that's the thing is we don't want to say like, oh, we've got this and we're set up here. No. And then come back 2 years later with the next podcast.
So we're working on our kind of media in terms of the platform on which we put this out. So that's a little bit of a thing. And we do have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, well, now X.
Can you believe it's called X now?
And of course, YouTube and TikTok. So we are everywhere. And you can send us emails. We encourage people to ask questions and talk. And if you have a topic that maybe you want us to talk about, you would get the credit for bringing that to our attention as well. We'll definitely make sure that that's in there. And there's so much cool stuff going on.
Bring me some more dirt about the Jonas Brothers.
Oh my goodness.
I love it.
We have our email. It's windermerenights@gmail.com. So if you have any questions there, you can email us. The link is on our TikTok. So just look up Windermere Nights. And you'll be able to find us on TikTok and kind of go from there.
We're pretty easygoing.
We are. And we're really excited to start doing this again and see where it takes us. And making sure parenthood doesn't always get in the way. I mean, like, what I think what I'm most excited for, you know, we're going to be kind of doing small segments too, where maybe it's not Evan here. Maybe it's just me and like a couple of my friends that I respect and love very dearly. You know, just to talk about things that maybe more so affect women. And Evan, of course, has some. Well, a friend, at least.
I'll bring my soul friend over. And we will complain about how we're both incels.
No, I meant your friend to talk about any kind of, like, studio equipment, things like that. And just kind of a very varied range of topics.
If you listen to me and some boys, though, it's gonna be more like Drink Champs. It's gonna be pretty lowbrow. We're gonna be like, yeah, girls, or so. I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
We're probably like, you know, we'll talk about some stupid stuff. You'll be like, oh my god, my IQ just dropped. It'll be like watching Jerry Springer for the first time. You're like, can you believe this is a thing?
Even though Jerry Springer, RIP.
I know.
You know. So, but I'm thinking we'll wrap this one up. And don't forget, new episodes drop every Friday starting September 29th, which is today.
Are we setting to a schedule where it's going to drop every Friday?
Yes.
Like, we are going to produce an episode for sure on the weekend.
Like, the week for before. Sure.
The week before.
Yeah.
But, like, what if we can't make the date? Like, what if we miss a week or something like that?
No, it gives you something to...
If we stick to it, guys, it's because she's gonna be like, get your ass in the studio.
Yeah, probably. Because
I'm pretty lazy, so you know, I'll be like, when it comes to my producing stuff, I'm like, you know what, I don't need to finish this remix. Let's go watch some TV. No. Or something.
No, that was the schedule. The schedule that you wanted. So I'm just following your lead here, honey.
I was just saying, like, we should try it. Like,
Was it some sea talk?
No, it wasn't some sea talk.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. I don't do the sea.
Okay.
I'm not a sea head.
Well, that's good. Anyways, the schedule is exactly what you wanted it to be.
Okay, well.
You're like, we're going to do this, and it's going to drop every Friday. And I'm thinking to myself.
He did some sea.
It must be nice to have some testicles.
And some sea on you.
Apparently. Oh, my phone went off. That was a Snapchat.
It was Snapchat.
Snapchat. Regardless.
All right, well, we could say peace out for now. It's Jesus Christ. We always say it's going to be 30 minutes, and then 2 weeks later, we're just like, well, we should cut it short.
Oh my goodness. I need to have some dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it has been fun hanging out with you guys. We're hoping to do live soon. Give us our follows on TikTok. We need 1,000 followers and we can go live and you guys can watch all the mistakes that we edit out and then judge us for them.
That's true.
Please follow.
Yeah, follow
and
us.
Share. Please share, because the sooner we get to 1,000, the sooner you guys can start judging our mistakes.
Like and subscribe. I always hear people say that and I'm like just like, subscribe. I get to say no.
Oh yeah, I guess we can. We're learning so much here.
Just like everything. You know, so much fun. Follow us, like and subscribe, you know.
We clearly need Isabel's help for some of this.
Your prayers would be handy.
Oh my God.
We don't have a Patreon, but if you just want to send us money, we'll take it.
Oh my goodness. We're...
That's not soliciting, no. Is it?
That is soliciting.
Well...
Anyways, it's fine.
Okay. Well, a little light soliciting won't hurt anybody. Wait, I didn't give you an address. You can't send me money if I didn't give you an address. There you go. I wasn't soliciting.
We will probably end up setting up some stuff, and eventually, if people are interested enough,
if you like me enough, send me money.
No, that's not what we're gonna be doing. Okay, I'm going to bed now. Good night, Evan.
You're not going to bed, you're hungry. Oh, God. You're gonna go get dinner.
Good night, Evan, and good night to everybody else.
Yeah, good night.